It's like you watched Triumph the Insult Comic Dog and was like, I'm going to rip that off. But you, like, didn't learn how ventriloquism or throwing your voice or having jokes works.
Summer break is upon us and we got the loving in the air! Are we ready, pilot light? Alright, everybody! I'm DJ Be Real! And I'm here to be real with you. It's time for some loving. It's time for some affection. It's time for our first couple of the night. Is everybody ready? Everybody, please give it up for our first couple of the night. The Thunder from Down Under. It is Josh Arnold and Keith Orlowski.
I can't believe you did that. I can't believe it.
I don't understand what you can't believe.
You didn't have to kill it.
You never understand why I kill things. It's so stupid.
It was a golden retriever.
That's
Josh.
You know,
I'm so angry at you. I don't know how we can move on from
this. Airbud's dead. They should all be dead. That's all I'm saying. I don't really understand. The love is gone.
It's our song. Should we skate?
I think we should.
I've never seen you looking so lovely as you did tonight. I've never seen you shine so bright.
We're gonna do it tonight. This is gonna be interpretive stand-up. Interpretive stand-up. I'll be reading jokes from Joshua Arnold while the wonderful Keith Orlowski does an interpretation. I want to be more positive in my life. I want to have the positivity that Shag and Scooby have at the beginning of every Scooby-Doo episode, where they know no matter what happens, they're going to find a roast beef sandwich. Fred will say, "This is a derelict mineshaft. Don't you know what derelict means?" And Shaggy will say, hit the soundboard.
Ooh, I don't care if derelict, I'm going to eat them anyway.
Hit the other soundboard. Keith.
Yeah!
And they're gonna eat that fucking sandwich. Just like, I wanna love life like the guy in Market Square who plays violin, loves eighth notes. And he knows there's other notes. He doesn't fucking care. When he starts playing, he doesn't move. He doesn't eat, he doesn't drink, he doesn't take a shit. I'm pretty sure they molt like locusts. Molt right out of the shell. Like the happiest little locust you've ever seen. You know, that Scooby laugh that I did? If you want to learn how to do it, you break it down in the steps. Hit the soundboard key. But when you do that, it sounds like Scooby's real creepy. Like he's one of those guys on the neighborhood watch sign. In the back alley. The kind of sign that makes you wonder if the neighborhood's watching that guy or that guy's watching the neighborhood. You don't even know. I got one more joke from Josh Arnold, and I think someone else is going to read jokes from Keith after that. So coming home one day, Josh saw a dog. This beauty by my side. You know it's Josh because he's wearing the hat. Josh saw the dog and was like, I'm going to return it to the owner. And he goes down to check the dog's collar. He starts petting the dog to comfort it. Hold on. When he realized the dog was taking a shit, so he was like, you know, that made it weird. I'm going to check the dog's collar now. And he looked. And then he saw that the address was right in front of him. And that the person in the window was just watching him pet the shitting dog the whole time. And the person went over to the door and called the dog back in. That's embarrassing. But you know, from her angle, all she saw was Josh came up, hat turned around like Ash Ketchum, was petting the shitting dog to be like, you know what I like doing? Petting shitting dogs. And you know what would make this experience better? Knowing the dog's name. So he checked the collar. And that was her final straw. She couldn't deal with it anymore. And just like that, they swapped out for their performances here. Give it up for that interpretive, beautiful dance.
I didn't agree to him being petted. So I was at a funeral. It was nobody I knew. I was just there to support a friend. And then the pallbearers, who I suppose were also there to support a friend. As the pallbearers were leaving the church, one of them tripped and he fell. And the casket opened up. And I was telling my roommate about this later. And he said, holy shit, did the body fall out? And I said, yes. The head had practically landed right in my lap. And my roommate said, psh, that's gay. First of all, I had never said it was a guy in the coffin. So what? Women can't be dead now? It's a shame that even in 2018, women are still struggling to break through the glass coffin. Don't you hate it when your roommate leaves the apartment and you're like, well, now I have to masturbate. My roommate went out drinking one night and he didn't return for 48 hours. So knowing him, I called the jail. I'm gonna wait. And they said he wasn't in the jail. And I was like, that's good, probably. Because jail means not dead. So after 74 hours, I began to wonder where he might be. Because after a little bit of time, you think he probably got laid and his phone died. A little more time passes, and you think he probably is in jail. But then he wasn't in jail. So I thought, hobo stabbing? Turns out he was in jail. They just didn't have him in the system yet. What happened to my roommate was that as he was walking home drunk from the bar, a cop car pulled up next to him. And he said, hey, buddy. You want a ride? And my roommate got in the car. Except that ride was not to my apartment. It was to jail. Thank you.
Oh, we're feeling the love tonight, aren't we, Pilot Light? I'm still your DJ B-Real, and yes, it's only a misdemeanor. You'll find out later. Our next skater's up on the stage. They're here to rock ya. They're here to knock ya. They're here to bring you some tasteful love. Please give it up for Todd and Squiggles von Worthingtonburg!
Get my mouth off of that. Jesus, what are we even doing here? This music's terrible. It's like the music they play in a teen drama when the girl finds out that the guy has cancer. Well, I'm just at the concession stand. You just came here for the concessions? Yeah, Sonic was out of marinara sauce for the mozzarella sticks. Do you want one? They're really good. Nah, but you're right. You can't eat a cheese stick without marinara sauce. That's like, a cheese stick without marinara sauce is just like a greasy paperweight. God, this roller skating rink's shitty. It's like someone just wanted to open up a roller skating rink to ruin it for Friendly Town, for anyone else that might want to open up a nicer, more put together and better thought out roller skating rink. I mean, I just like the food. I don't even know how to skate. What do you got skates on? They make you put them on when you come in. You know, it's you know, I come here to play the video games and eat cheese sticks and those weird gummies that taste like hamburgers. Yeah, I saw those. But this place sucks. That's the only reason you come here? Look, it's on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, I get to pick what we do. Sundays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, you pick what we get to do. You're going to watch me do so much cocaine tomorrow. It's going to be awesome. Make it drive me to the movies and yell at people. I'm not even going to watch a movie. Just going to, oh God. I got so excited I almost threw up. Are you a little old for this roller skating rink? What are you, like 35?
I'm 34.
Whoa, boy, Mr. Math, that sure is different. You could have just said about. Like, I'm about to kill myself looking around this dimly lit skate floor. My God, look at that kid and his mom's making him wear a helmet. How embarrassing. My God, I know why. Did you see him fall? Good God, you probably skate better than he does. Oh, there's the old guy in that can dance. Yep, he learned how to roller skate and dance 50 years ago. Never learned a new hobby. Now he's the weirdest guy in the skating rink. Yeah, hi, Cool Breeze. Yeah. Starting that rumor here now. Cool Breeze is a roller dancer. It's mean to call someone out like that. Shut the fuck up. It's my whole deal. It's like you watched Triumph the Insult Comic Dog and was like, I'm gonna rip that off. But you like didn't learn how ventriloquism or throwing your voice or having jokes works. Boy, there sure aren't a lot of giggly kids in this fucking roller skating rink. It must somebody look for someone in a denim jacket. I'm looking for some dope to get through this. Just look for someone with a teenager with tight jeans that stepmom isn't around. Cause that'll be his girlfriend. Oh, that's the joke that got a little bit too real for you. Christ. This is weird as hell. How long is it going to take you to eat those cheese sticks? Like, a really long time if you keep talking. Oh, I get it, because you have to move your mouth while I'm talking. It's a good joke there, Todd. Real high standards these kids have, these stone kids with their eye game. I don't know what the hell's going on with the youth of today, Todd. You gotta, why can't you go to those Magic the Gathering tournaments again? I know they kept kicking you out for using Pokemon cards, but Jesus. I mean, it can't be as bad as this. They're doing Destiny's Child, for God's sake. Without the best one. Anyway. Did you order another order of mozzarella sticks? Jesus. Oh man, this is my jam. I gotta go.
Keep it going for the endless relationship. Todd and Squiggles von Worthingtonburg! All right, ghouls and gals, are you ready for your next couple coming to the stage? He's here. All right. Everybody, please, give it up.
Change your mind.
For Monica and Drew!
I want you, I need you, I think I love you. Hey baby, what's up? I missed you, honey. You always want what you can't have. I look away when you make out, in my face. You like my outfit? You help me pick it out. I wore it to impress you, show you up. You kiss my cheeks, I smell your cologne.
Okay, y'all.
And I want more.
We're here to tell.
Hey Josh, look, there's that girl I hate.
About.
We danced so close.
Fell in love at first sight on Valentine's Day last year. This story is sponsored by Schlitz Beer. Schlitz, love Schlitz.
Picture this. It was Valentine's Day. The most genuine and authentic of all the holidays. The day where once a year I get temporary reprieve from my generalized depression to focus on that, my most real and true mental anguish, the crippling loneliness of singleness.
Picture this. On this day, when committed couples get to take a break from the generalized depression to celebrate the way they have both disappointed each other. And perhaps eat fondue at the fondue restaurant. Fondant.
It was my first Valentine's Day in a committed relationship. It was my first Valentine's Day in a committed relationship. And my boyfriend and I didn't have plans. We couldn't decide what to do, in part because of, the looming cloud of lameness that is heteronormativity, and also because we didn't love each other.
My husband and I didn't know what to do because of how lame I'm from the 90s. I'm a 90s bitch. Anyway, so that shit is lame, and we wanted to do something for our friends, so we threw a party. And also, we didn't love each other.
My boyfriend and I decided to go to that party. It was a John Waters-themed party. There was a $5 cover. It was $3 if you went in themed costume, and it was free if you wore only underwear. It was, you might have heard of this bar. It was a cash-only bar. And I was low on cash.
As the co-host of this party, I wasn't going to be outdone. So I wore a 1960s see-through negligee. I decorated this bar that you may have heard of. And then I decided that this whole outfit was being wasted here, and really what I should do is go traumatize normies and lonesome doves. So that's what me and my two girlfriends did. We got drinks, we strolled about, past rich couples eating poor people food. Game. Gamey game with little flags in it. After we were done with that task, I strolled back to the bar and my eyes were arrested by the sight of a man's crotch clad only in the shortest of short shorts. Now, side note, I'm face blind, so I don't get a lot from looking at people's faces, but I'm not dick blind, and I've never seen that gentleman before.
Suddenly, a beautiful blonde, bouffanted babe breezes into the bar. When her eyes finally scroll their way up from my dick to my face, she asks me to roll her a cigarette with nothing in it.
So you see, I'm not a smoker. Never was. But I see the benefit of smoking. You have to go outside. Take a break from your job or your failing marriage and breathe intentionally. It's like an e-cigarette, but I call it an A-cigarette. A is for air. To breathe.
We continue drinking, and after many exertions on the dance floor, we found ourselves reunited, waiting in line at a bathroom that looks very much like the one behind you. As the door cracked open for me to enter, I was taken aback by Monica following me in to the bathroom. Was the first time that had ever happened to me. She did not want to pause our conversation while we took turns peeing. And I was thinking of my progressive politics, and I thought, you know what, you can pee next to me.
Now you see, I don't actually remember this happening because I had a liquor drink at Lonesome Dove and then many Schlitz, which Schlitz love, as we heard. But I have really progressive toilet like politics, like from 2023, where we just all pee in one giant toilet together.
And it was there midstream that Monica relayed her plan to me, her vision for the night, her divine edict, speaking as if with the voice of a goddess herself. She said, I want you on all fours on top of the air conditioner in the alley, and I'm going to ride you like a horse, and we're going to get a professional photo of it. And so that's what we did.
And it turned out real good, y'all. And that's, we've been friends ever since then. And that's not entirely true, because I didn't know who he was still, and for 4 months, or maybe it was 5 months, I was like, you know, that guy that I rode on top of like a pony. But then eventually we did actually make another connection. Thank you, guys. That's our story.
Keep it going for the cutest couple of the night, Monica and Drew. All right, our next couple coming to the stage. They have been married for quite a few years. Truly, deeply, madly in love. Everybody, please give it up for Hunter and Jeff!
Hey, everybody!
Hey!
Jeff, what's up?
Hey, that's Hunter Roberts. I'm Jeff Blank.
That's Jeff Blank, and I'm Hunter Roberts.
And it looks like we met auditioning for an AC Delco commercial.
It looks like we were the clones that didn't make it for... who do we look like that's famous?
I don't know. Bubba Sparks? I don't know.
Yes.
We did it.
There's all so right. many X's in Bubba Sparks. Hey, we're supposed to be... It's like a skate thing. What's the most complicated thing you've ever done on roller skates?
Oh, skating.
That's true.
Limbo. Maybe limbo.
You do the limbo? Yeah.
Do your limbo rock, because you don't skate to do limbo,
and everybody's
they don't play
line.
Limbo rock.
No, they don't. I pooped on skates one time. Well, I didn't poop on
skates.
I didn't poop on some skates. I was wearing skates whilst pooping, and that's the hardest thing I've ever done on skates. That's true. It's really, you roll a lot more than you want to roll when you're pooping.
But you're stationary. Why
yeah, but you're, but like, but why, but you know how you have
it
to wipe?
It feels like you're just constantly in a backwards,
like one of those people that, like a drunk walking down an icy street was me pooping on roller skates. But like, you have to wipe, and you have to like, you know, at least get up a little bit, and so then when you put weight on
how
the skates, they start to move, well, precariously,
you need,
obviously.
You need I don't know why you need a three-point stance to poop and wipe. You made fun of me the other day for naked pooping.
That's insane. He naked poops in public.
Okay, round of applause. Who naked poops in public?
Yeah, fucking no one, you goddamn psychopath.
He goes, great. Take the shirt off.
He takes it.
You just push it in on the fucking handicap bar. It stays right there. You can just...
First of all, that's not your toilet. That's someone else's toilet.
Of course.
And you're capital, like, look, being a psychopath is a handicap.
Why is that a psychopath thing? You can just poop naked, by the way, everybody. Girls do it all the time. They wear rompers.
Yeah, but that's different. Because it's
all different.
But you, if you wore, okay, look, if you wore a onesie to the bar, then sure, you can poop naked.
Why can't I just take off my rock t-shirt? Like, come on, like, honestly, you can just do it, by the way.
I also don't like pooping in bars. And I feel like the majority of places that you are...
Oh, try pooping in urban. It's awesome. It's like sitting in a swamp.
Yeah, well, because there's just a constant flow of water throughout the bathroom.
To be fair, I pooped at urban one time, 10 minutes after they opened... Like, this deep in water.
Already.
It's the weirdest damn thing.
Already. It's just, I'm just constantly moist in there.
I don't know why you're shitting on me about that.
I'm not. I'm shitting on skates.
You,
hey. See, I brought it back around.
There it is.
No, I love you, Jeff, even if you do poop in public without a shirt on.
Why is that? Never mind.
That's sweet. Okay, it's Todd, but you also just talked with a sock for 20 minutes.
Which he wears pretty regularly.
Yeah, that's not a bit.
Just in case, just busting
yeah,
out.
Just regularly has that sock ready to go in case he has to talk to people. It's this buffer. We've all got a buffer against people. For me, that was alcohol. I quit drinking 5 weeks ago, and I fucking hate all of you. I want you to know that. That's the one thing I've learned as a sober person, is that people are terrible.
So if you think this looks like Tweedledum and Tweedledip shit, that's why.
Yeah.
Right there.
No, I love you even though you poop in public with no clothes on, and I love you even though you wished AIDS on me one time.
I did wish AIDS upon you, and I'm... We got Twitter followers, to be fair. We were
at a rally.
Was it Checkers?
Checkers? I always get confused.
North, it's
what's
not rallies anymore. It's Checkers.
Okay, well, we were at one of those two places because they're the same thing, but they got different. You know, like Carl's Jr. and Hardee's? It's like that, but they call them different. Like, was it Fred's and Kroger's? That's the same thing, but on different.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's a different. Kroger's on another part of the country is called Fred's.
You know, it's singular Kroger.
Kroger? It's one Kroger?
Yeah, it's just one Kroger.
There's not... No, well, there's more than one Kroger.
It's not like the Hot Topics.
Hot Topics? There are several
just
Hot Topics. One of which...
one Kroger.
One of which is how I
Kroger.
Feel about Bring Me the Horizon.
We were
always
at
a Hot
Checkers.
Topic. We were... Yes, a Chet... No,
Checkers.
Not a Cheddar's.
Checkers.
Checkers.
We
Cheddar's
were at a Checkers. Not a sit-in restaurant.
No.
It was a to-go Checkers, and you were being an asshole. And
I was.
Yes,
I would like
AIDS
to disagree
you.
That I was not. I was... Okay, here's... You bought a brand new phone, and then you went to a gas station to buy an OtterBox, and then went, no, I'm not going to do that.
It looked
and then,
sketchy. Well, it looked like it wasn't a real OtterBox.
Well, like a beaver box. Yeah. But
don't Google Beaverbox.
Yeah, that's
by the way.
That's our website.
It's like Googling a Twinkie fast. It's gonna come up with different
thing
entirely.
He was like, no, I just got this new phone. I need an OtterBox. You know, I'm not gonna buy this gas station OtterBox. And then 2 hours later, dropped his phone, broke his phone. And so I spent the rest of the day making fun of you for not buying that OtterBox. And that's on me. I get that. But AIDS? Really?
Well, you're being a real asshole.
And to be fair, I wish AIDS upon him, and I'm not proud of that.
It feels like you're
but
proud
also,
of it.
But also, if instant karma is a thing, I think I got it back. Now my cat has AIDS.
Yeah, that's true. His cat has AIDS.
It's a real thing.
Do you know feline AIDS is a real thing?
Feline AIDS fades. My cat has AIDS now. I've been working on a tiny little quilt.
We're doing a march later this month.
Yeah, to be fair, she got it from Sugar Needles.
Yeah, she kind of earned that one. Where's the musical for Feline AIDS? What's the Rent style musical for Feline AIDS? That's what I want to see.
Oh, I got nothing. My cat doesn't pay rent.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know them AIDS jokes. Did we get you guys with them AIDS jokes?
Feel like we lost you. What's new, Pussycat? What's new, Pussycat?
Hunter Roberts, everybody!
Keep it going for the echo that sounds like it pays alimony, Jeff Blank and Hunter Roberts! Are we ready for our final of the night? Yeah. I said, are we ready for our final couple of the night? Final night! All right, everybody! Everyone get ready for Barrel and Scroot!
Make it up next time. I know she knows.
What's up, friendly town growler Ray?
I am Scroot. Scroot.
My name is Barrel. You all know that. It's your boy Barrel. Let me hear it.
Yeah.
All right. We're doing a takeover of the friendly town roller rink. I am, for those of you who don't know me, which, like, you know, word up, who doesn't? I am Friendly Town's local YouTube personality. Right now, you're all on Facebook Live. Say what's up, Friendly Town Roller Rink! Yeah! It's Barrel Boys Takeover of the Friendly Town Roller Rink. I'm here with my boy Scroot. Say what up, Scroot?
I am Scroot.
Yeah, he is Scroot! We call him Scroot because, as y'all may know, during one of our weekly viewer challenges, he stuck his scrotum in a mousetrap and now he's sterile. He is Scroot.
I am Scroot.
He is Scroot. All right. Well, we've just been flying in town. I'm a hand off the Facebook Live feed of my boy Scroot here.
I am Scroot.
My boy Scroot here is gonna do the filming here, and we are here to do our Facebook Live comedy show, but at the roller rink. But like I said, we've been traveling all day. We came in from Atlantic City, and the TSA they confiscated our Heelys, so we aren't on skates right now. They took them both away for both of us, Yes, and they also took away our potato cannon, so we had to improvise a little bit, but we're going to get to that later on in the show. But right now, we're going to start off with one of our trademark challenges. We're doing the band job, everybody! Give it up! Yeah. Y'all know the band job. We did this we did this on a live viewer-listener challenge. We're going to be putting a bunch of rubber bands on Scroot's hand! Yeah! All right, let's count it down. 3, 2, 1, one rubber band, clap, yeah, 2 rubber bands, yeah, rubber bands, pair of boys! Four rubber bands!
Yes!
Five rubber bands! Six!
Oh my god!
Seven! Eight! We're crazy for this one!
So many rubber bands!
Eight! Nine!
No.
10! Hold on, I gotta put my mic down, because this is getting too crazy. Let's hear a barrel, boys!
Yeah.
11! Two at a time! 12, 13! 14! 15! 16! 17!
No!
18!
No.
19!
No.
20! No. 21! No. 22! 23! 24! 25! 26! 27! 28! We're crazy, we're setting a new Barrel Boys record here! 29! You can check that. We have just beaten the band job record. Give it up, everybody. You've been a great crowd so far. We're going to keep it going. You've been so great that we're about to do one of my trademark Barrel Boys giveaways. Screw, tell them what we're giving away today.
I am Screw.
That's right. It's McDonald's Szechuan sauce. Yeah, boy. All right. Get ready to catch this cannon. All right, like I said, those are the only two packets of Szechuan sauce I have, so hope you got them. But we do have more giveaways. Like I said, my boy Screw and I, we were up in New Jersey. We were trying to go look for some sponsorship deals from a casino in Atlantic City. And we went to Eastern AC, and I thought the AC stood for Atlantic City. But it turns out it's just an HVAC company in Paramus, New Jersey. But they did give us the hats, so I got to do a commercial for them. Family owned since 1956. If you want quality HVAC service, call up Jack Parr at Eastern AC. 867-525-0719. Eastern AC, family owned in Paramus. All right, so that's my commercial for Eastern AC in Paramus. Who wants a hat? My girl Gelatina, she's out here supporting me tonight.
I am
my
screwed.
Girl, she's so long.
I am screwed.
Love you, Gelatina.
Hats in the back.
We ain't got rain.
Hats. Woo! Yeah. Woo! Oh, hats.
Go!
All right. Thank you very much, Eastern AC, for those hats. All right, Screw, what you say? Is it time for the grand finale?
I am Scroot.
All right, we're going for our grand finale, folks. It's time for the Barrel Boys famous Richard Simmons videotape cassette duel. We got Sweatin' to the Oldies, Volumes 1 and 3, and we're going to smash them together and see who wins. 2 and 3. 2 and 1. 1 and 2. 1 and 3. 1 and 3. We're gonna smash them together. And it makes 2. Wait.
What happened to 2, you fuck?
fucking idiot! What happened to two?
The TSA took it. I didn't want to tell you. Also, we are also sponsored, today's tour is also sponsored by Honey Rock Thrift Store. If you come down to the sidewalk sale on July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, you get 50% off all clothing and housewares, and select furniture is 25% off. Honey Rock Thrift Store, family owned since 1956. All right, so here we go. Sweat of the Oldies, 1v3. Here we go.
I am screwed.
Screwed! He's sterile! Give it up for my boy Screwed! You did a great job. You can catch us next week at Reno at the Circus Peanuts Casino.
I am Screwed.
He is Screwed! Alright, gotta do my sign off. You've been watching this Facebook Live takeover of the Fan Friendly Town Roller Rink! Let me hear it! Barrel Boys! Follow us on Facebook and on BarrelBoysBrigade.com. That's a real site. You can go check it right now. Thank you!
That concludes our couple skate for the night. Couple of announcements, please keep in mind, July 30th is going to be an amazing show with our homegrown boy, Tyler Titan! So everybody have some fun. Ryan Singer is also coming up Thursday. Screwed has some more announcements.
By day, I am a mild-mannered geographer, Tyler Sonicson, and thank you all so much for being out here tonight. I'm so happy that... Thank you. Give it up for DJ B-Real. Give it up one good time for her for putting this together. Subscribe to our podcast. You can hear the audio of this and relive the glory at Friendly Town Radio on iTunes. Add us on Facebook if you haven't yet. We're just at facebook.com/friendlytownknoxville. And follow Knox Comedy for shows and other ones like this. As DJ B-Real just announced, this Thursday, Ryan Singer, who's incredible, will be here with Hunter Roberts, Monica Miller, and Clinton Ricks. It's going to be a really fun show this Thursday night. And then this Saturday night, I will be recording my second album, my first in 7 years. So please come and hang out. Check that out. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's more information on these things I made at Strike Flight at the bar. Get home safe. We love you. Have a good night. Bye.
Night, my eyes become a light, and the light that you shine can't be seen.